InternetCases.com Podcast, July 22, 2005.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the InternetCases.com Podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm attorney Evan Brown, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is spam and the Canned Spam Act. In 2003, Congress passed the Canned Spam Act, and a lot of people were immediately critical, claiming that it wouldn't be effective in cutting down on unwanted email. Maybe those critics are right, but there has been a fair amount of litigation under the act since it was passed. Because the statute is still relatively new, courts are dealing with how far the act reaches to prohibit the sending of illegal email messages. A recent case from a federal court in Washington addressed the question of whether Washington state law or the federal Canned Spam Act should apply. The case was called Gordon v. Impulse Marketing Group, and you may have read about it in a July 14th posting on InternetCases.com. Here's what happened. Plaintiff Gordon was getting unwanted email sent from Impulse Marketing, so he sued Impulse. Although Gordon brought the lawsuit in federal court, he alleged violations of Washington's Commercial Electronic Mail Statute and the Washington Consumer Protection Act. Impulse moved to dismiss, arguing that the federal Canned Spam Act, by its own terms, preempted the state statutes under which Gordon had brought the suit. Specifically, the Canned Spam Act states that it supersedes any state law that tries to regulate how commercial email messages are sent. In other words, if a state passes a law that merely regulates commercial email, it would be of no force or effect because the federal law on the issue sufficiently addresses the topic. There's an exception to that statement, however. The Canned Spam Act says that it does not supersede state laws that prohibit falsity or deception in an email or its attachments. In effect, the Canned Spam Act doesn't stop the states from passing laws to prevent the worst kinds of spam. So in this case, the court rejected Impulse's argument and denied its motion to dismiss. Gordon's lawsuit was proper, and it could proceed to trial. The court looked at the language of the Washington statutes and noted that they seek to prohibit misrepresentation and the use of false or misleading information. For this reason, the Canned Spam Act did not preempt those provisions because they serve to prohibit falsity or deception, and states are free to pass laws addressing those kinds of messages. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, as always, what I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. Under Creative Commons license, I have attributed in today's show notes the source of the music that you're hearing. I'll talk to you again.